Harry had no reason to regret his choice once he saw Dean fly that evening. He worked well with Ginny and Demelza. The Beaters, Peaks and Coot were getting better all the time. The only problem was Ron. Harry had known all along that Ron was an inconsistent player who suffered from nerves and a lack of confidence, and unfortunately the looming prospect of the opening game of the season seemed to have brought out all his old insecurities. After letting in half a dozen goals, most of them scored by Ginny, his technique became wilder and wilder until he finally punched an oncoming Demelza Robbins in the mouth. "It was an accident, I'm sorry, Demelza, really, sorry," Ron shouted after her as she zigzagged back to the ground, dripping blood everywhere. "I just panicked," Ginny said angrily, landing next to Demelza and examining her fat lip. "You prat, Ron, look at the state of her." "I can fix that," said Harry, landing beside the two girls, pointing his wand at Demelza's mouth and saying, "A pisky!" "And, Ginny, don't call Ron a prat. You're not the captain of this team." "Well, you seem too busy to call him a prat, and I thought someone should." Harry forced himself not to laugh. "In the air, everyone, let's go!" Overall, it was one of the worst practices they had had all term, though Harry did not feel that honesty was the best policy when they were this close to the match. "Good work, everyone. I think we'll flatten Slytherin," he said bracingly, and the Chasers and Beaters left the changing room looking reasonably happy with themselves. "I played like a sack of dragon dung," said Ron in a hollow voice when the door had swung shut behind Ginny. "No, you didn't," said Harry firmly. "You're the best keeper I tried out, Ron. Your only problem is nerves." He kept up a relentless flow of encouragement all the way back to the castle, and by the time they reached the second floor, Ron was looking marginally more cheerful. When Harry pushed open the tapestry to take their usual shortcut up to Gryffindor Tower, however, they found themselves looking at Dean and Ginny, who were locked in a close embrace and kissing fiercely as though glued together. It was as though something large and scaly erupted into life in Harry's stomach, clawing at his insides. Hot blood seemed to flood his brain so that all thought was extinguished, replaced by a savage urge to jinx Dean into a jelly. Wrestling with this sudden madness, he heard Ron's voice as though from a great distance away.
"Oi!"
Dean and Ginny broke apart and looked around.
"What?" said Ginny.
"I don't want to find my own sister snogging people in public." "This was a deserted corridor till you came butting in," said Ginny.
Dean was looking embarrassed. He gave Harry a shifty grin that Harry did not return, as the newborn monster inside him was roaring for Dean's instant dismissal from the team.
Come on, Ginny," said Dean. "Let's go back to the common room."
"You go," said Ginny.
"I want a word with my dear brother."
Dean left, looking as though he was not sorry to depart the scene.
"Right," said Ginny, tossing her long red hair out of her face and glaring at Ron. "Let's get this straight, once and for all. It is none of your business who I go out with or what I do with them, Ron."
"Yeah, it is,"
said Ron, just as angrily.
"Do you think I want people saying my sister's a..."
"A what?"
shouted Ginny, drawing her wand.
"A what? Exactly."
"He doesn't mean anything, Ginny,"
said Harry automatically, though the monster was roaring its approval of Ron's words.
"Oh, yes, he does," she said, flaring up at Harry. "Just because he's never snogged anyone in his life, just because the best kiss he's ever had is from our Auntie Muriel."
"Shut your mouth,"
bellowed Ron, bypassing red and turning maroon.
"No, I will not," yelled Ginny beside herself. "I've seen you with Flem, hoping she'll kiss you on the cheek every time you see her. It's pathetic. If you went out and got a bit of snogging done yourself, you wouldn't mind so much that everyone else does it."
Ron had pulled out his wand too. Harry stepped swiftly between them.
"You don't know what you're talking about,"
Ron roared, trying to get a clear shot at Ginny around Harry, who was now standing in front of her with his arms outstretched.
"Just because I don't do it in public."
Ginny screamed with derisive laughter, trying to push Harry out of the way.
"Been kissing Pigwidgeon, have you? Or have you got a picture of Auntie Muriel stashed under your pillow?"
"You!"
A streak of orange light flew under Harry's left arm and missed Ginny by inches. Harry pushed Ron up against the wall.
Don't be stupid! Harry's snogged Cho Chang!
Shouted Ginny, who sounded close to tears now.
And Hermione's snogged Victor Crumb! It's only you who acts like it's something disgusting, Ron, and that's because you've got about as much experience as a 12-year-old.
And with that, she stormed away. Harry quickly let go of Ron. The look on his face was murderous. They both stood there, breathing heavily, until Mrs. Norris, Filch's cat, appeared around the corner, which broke the tension.
Come on, said Harry, as the sound of Filch's shuffling feet reached their ears.
They hurried up the stairs and along a seventh-floor corridor.
Oi, out of the way!
Ron barked at a small girl who jumped in fright and dropped a bottle of toad spawn. Harry hardly noticed the sound of shattering glass. He felt disoriented, dizzy. Being struck by a lightning bolt must be something like this. It's just because she's Ron's sister, he told himself. You just didn't like seeing her kissing Dean, because she's Ron's sister. But unbidden into his mind came an image of that same deserted corridor, with himself kissing Ginny instead. The monster in his chest purred. But then he saw Ron ripping open the tapestry curtain and drawing his wand on Harry, shouting things like, Betrayal of trust, supposed to be my friend.
Do you think Hermione did snog Crumb?
Ron asked abruptly as they approached the fat lady. Harry gave a guilty start and wrenched his imagination away from a corridor in which no Ron intruded, in which he and Ginny were quite alone.
What?
He said confusedly. The honest answer was yes, but he did not want to give it. However, Ron seemed to gather the worst from the look on Harry's face.
Dilly Grout,
he said darkly to the fat lady, and they climbed through the portrait hole into the common room. Neither of them mentioned Ginny or Hermione again. Indeed, they barely spoke to each other that evening and got into bed in silence, each absorbed in his own thoughts. Harry lay awake for a long time, looking up at the canopy of his four-poster and trying to convince himself that his feelings for Ginny were entirely elder brotherly. They had lived, had they not, like brother and sister all summer, playing Quidditch, teasing Ron, and having a laugh about Bill and Flem. He had known Ginny for years now. It was natural that he should feel protective, natural that he should want to look out for her, want to rip Dean limb from limb for kissing her. No, he would have to control that particular brotherly feeling. Ron gave a great grunting snore.
She's Ron's sister, Harry told himself firmly. Ron's sister! She's out of bounds!
He would not risk his friendship with Ron for anything. He punched his pillow into a more comfortable shape and waited for sleep to come, trying his utmost not to allow his thoughts to stray anywhere near Ginny.